So we're actually looking for conduct. So conduct being using the service to repeatedly or episodically harass someone. I'm using hateful imagery that might be associated with the KKK or the American Nazi Party. Those are all things that we act on immediately. We're in a situation right now where that term is used fairly loosely, and we just cannot take any one mention of that word accusing someone else as a factual indication that they should be removed from the platform. So a lot of our models are based around, number one, is this account associated with a violent extremist group? And if so, we can take action. And we have done so on KKK and American Nazi Party and others. Number two, are they using imagery or conduct that would associate them as such as well?
How many people do you have working on content moderation to look at this?
It varies. We want to be flexible in this because we want to make sure that we're, number one, building algorithms instead of just hiring massive amounts of people, because we need to make sure that this is scalable. And there are no amount of people that can actually scale this. So this is why we've done so much work around proactive detection of abuse that humans can then review. So we want to have a situation where algorithms are constantly scouring every single tweet and bringing the most interesting ones to the top so that humans can bring their judgment to whether we should take action or not based on our terms of service.